Sagt die Mishnah weiter, besagt das Wach im Perik Test Mishnah Gimel, Elu loi haye psulin bakaydash. Shimon told us, where the psul didn't happen in the kaydash, the mizbeach is not makabel at all, and even if b'dievet it went up on the mizbeach, it does have to come down. The list is as follows. Harveya v'anirva, an animal. They had relations with a person, v'hamukza v'hanevad. Mukza? Now we know the word mukza. On Shabbos, things are mukza. In the halachis of karbonis, mukza means something that was set aside for avodah zarah. It was set aside as a carbon for avodah zarah, or v'hanevad, it itself was worshipped as an avodah zarah. The word mukza means to set aside. Certain things are mukza on Shabbos. It's set aside. It can't be used on Shabbos. Here it means it was set aside for avodah zarah. The shorish of the word mukza is kitzei. What does kitzei mean? The edge, the end. It's a way of saying it doesn't belong. It was set aside for a different purpose. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'ha'esnan. It was used as payment to a zayna v'hamechir, or a person took this animal and exchanged it for a dog. Vaklayim. It's an animal that's a mixture of different animals. Vatrefa. Trefa means it can't live for more than 12 months. Vayotze doifen. It wasn't born regular, but it was like taken out of the mother's stomach. Ubali mumin, or it had a mum. Different types of blemishes. So all these psulim aren't because something went wrong in the kodesh. The animal wasn't good to start with. And therefore, even if somehow they were put up on the mizbeach, they still have to be taken off. Rabbi Kiva machshir bebali mumin. Rabbi Kiva says, animals that have a mum, if they were put up on the mizbeach, they should stay there. But this sheet of Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara explains, doesn't apply to all mumim, only to like little mumim. Like if it has a piece of skin in its eye. If a bird would have that, it wouldn't even be puzzled. But if the animal has a serious mum, like it's missing a limb, which that would puzzle even a bird, if it's mechusar aver, then Rabbi Kiva would be maida, he would agree. It has to come off the mizbeach, even if b'di'evet it went on already. Rabbi Chanina skana kaihanim oimer, Rabbi Chanina. The assistant to Kehanim says, Doicha haya abe es balimumim yalgabi mizbeach. My father would turn away any balimum from the mizbeach. In other words, even if it went up, he wouldn't make a trask. He wouldn't do it publicly. He wouldn't say, take that off. But like when nobody was looking, shouldn't be a bezayin, he would like shove it off. So, Roiva, Nirva, Muktza, Nevar, Esnan, Mechir, that means it was switched for a dog, Klayim, it was a mixture of different behemoths, Trefa, Yotze, Doifen, or wasn't born the normal way, it came out through the stomach, was opened up, and the baby was taken out. Everyone agrees, even if it went up on the Mizbeach, it comes down. About Balimumen, we actually have a three-way machloikis. Tanakama holds, take it off. Rebbe Kiva says, certain types of Mumen are kosher. Those that wouldn't passel a bird, even though it passels a behemoth, like a cataract in the eye, but if it goes up, it should stay there. If Chanina Skana Kehanim says the Balimumen shouldn't stay there, but it should be done very discreetly, very quietly, not in a way of a bazillion, like, take that off. No, no one looks, like, Kilachayad in an indirect way, just shove it off. We mentioned this already when we were learning Pirkei Avos. What's Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim? L'chayr, the Skan Kohen, the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, should become the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol can no longer do the Avodah. So how are you Skana Kehanim? How can you be a Skan to many Kehanim? So there's the famous Vart from Meir Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Levracha de Lublina Rav, that in the times of Bayis Sheni, unfortunately, the Kehanim Gedolim were big Amaratzim. They bought their way into the position. It was a political favor. But they didn't know what to do. So Rav Chanina, who should have been the Kohen Gadol, he was appointed to be their Skan, and he would tell the Kohen, no, you don't shech by the tail. What are you doing? He would tell him what to do. The really shchitas ksheira bazaar, but you get the idea. After the Kohen Gadol was nifter, that happened almost every year because they weren't roy to survive the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. It shows us how the Yetzar for Kavod is so great. They knew they're not going to survive. They still wanted the job. Instead of Rav Chanina becoming the Kohen Gadol, next in line, they took a different Kohen Gadol that was an Amoret. So he stayed Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. And if you remember, in Pirkei Avos, Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim is the one who said, "Avim espalul b'shloim Hashem Malchus," davened that the Malchus should be stable. Because if there's no stable malchus, if there's no law and order, every person would swallow up the other person. In other words, says Rav Meir Shapiro, even though he suffered so much from the malchus, they prevented him from becoming Kohen Gadol, and he had to tell the other one what to do, the one who wasn't fit to be Kohen Gadol. But even he said, be thankful for a stable malchus.